The changes to how we shop start as soon as you walk in the store.
Can I get your cart?
Yes, please.
An employee at a county market in Springfield wipes down cart handles and edges with a bleach solution.
They're doing it so the customer sees, okay, they just did this. It's another sense of comfort for them.
Jerry Kettler is director of consumer affairs for Neiman Foods, which owns dozens of county markets in Illinois. He shows me the measures they're taking to keep customers and employees safe. At a distance, of course, with the help of an extra mic and an extra long cord.
I'll hand you this.
Okay.
We're trying to follow the signs instructing people to stay 6 feet apart, which Governor J.B. Pritzker and the Illinois Retail Merchants Association recently recommended for grocery stores to use. There's also plexiglass in front and behind cashiers to limit contact, and they're wearing gloves. Kettler says people are abiding by the rules, but I tell him the last time I went out for groceries, I saw many who didn't seem to understand just what 6 feet looks like. He offers this rule of thumb.
Two shopping carts distance is about 6 foot. So you can just kind of measure one shopping cart and the next one, and then you're 6 foot away.
There's yellow and orange duct tape on the floor to show customers where to wait at the pharmacy or at the cash register, another method for keeping distance. As we make our way through the store, I ask Kettler a question that's on a lot of customers' minds. Do you have any toilet paper?
I don't know that we have toilet paper, but we have, here we are, booty wipes.
Packs of wet wipes are next to empty shelves where rolls would have been, with signs that read limit one in all caps. Kettler says availability depends on the store.
We'll get a truck in, and then they're sold out within 45 minutes, which would normally last us for quite a bit of time. And I understand the consumer fear, but what I would like to tell everybody is that let the supply chain catch up a little.
So far on our grocery shopping do list, we have wipe down the carts and stay 6 feet away from other customers. The don'ts, don't overbuy things like toilet paper or soap. Kettler has one more for the don't list.
Don't use this as a family outing. Send one person to do the grocery shopping.
This last one may be hard, since a lot of us are cooped up in the house for most of the day. But Dr. Vidya Sundarishan says it's important.
We want to be as strict as possible with the social distancing.
Sundarishan is an infectious disease specialist and medical consultant to the Sangamon County Department of Public Health. She says make the grocery runs quick and try to avoid touching too many things. And the precaution shouldn't end after you buy the groceries. Sundarishan says to use hand sanitizer when leaving the store. When you get home, wipe with an alcohol-based cleaner or bleach the cans and glass bottles and the countertops where you set grocery bags.
Wiping down those surfaces definitely decreases the burden of virus. And same is the case with cans or glass jars. Somebody sneezed around that and the virus is still hanging around on that.
The precautions may seem burdensome or over the top, but Sundarishan says Illinois hasn't had the surge yet in cases that's expected. She says modeling suggests that could happen between April 15th and May 15th.
All that time is the virus spread is going to get worse. The risk is definitely there even now, and it's going to get worse.
On the brighter side, Sundarishan says social distancing does work.
So those are some of the inconveniences of social distancing, inconveniences of what we are going through right now. But it's very important that we continue to maintain what we are doing, continue to even tighten what we are doing to make sure that we are able to slow the virus down.
I'm Mary Hansen.